Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter, and I'm so glad you've joined us today because we've got a great show in store for you. Pastor Herman Armstrong is my guest, and he is Director of Ministries of Restore St. Louis. Have you heard about that? Well, it's an outreach of New City Fellowship, and they have three campuses in our area. You'll hear about New City Fellowship as well and some of the other things they're doing. Pastor Herman, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy. Glad to be with you.
I didn't know anything about Restore St. Louis until I called your church and found out all these cool things that you do.
Yes, indeed. A lot of good things going on.
Would you share with us?
Sure.
What is Restore St. Louis?
Well, as you mentioned, Restore St. Louis is a ministry of New City Fellowship. We are committed to being the hands and feet of Jesus in our communities. Our vision and mission entail expressing Christ's love in St. Louis, in communities of need, and also equipping the saints to do spirit-led deeds of justice and mercy. We do that with a focus on racial reconciliation, which is a great need in the St. Louis area, and also reaching out to those on the margins of society, those in poverty, widows, immigrants, refugees, some that may be looked down upon by others.
Yeah, and you know, you would think in a nation like ours, there wouldn't be such need. You would think that there wouldn't be such a need to work on racial reconciliation.
Sure.
And yet we are right here almost 2025, and we still have those challenges no matter how people have worked on them. So let's go to some of the things that your ministry does. Maybe you could talk, wow, there's so many of them. I'm going to let you choose which of the ministries you talk about first of Restore St. Louis, because I can't pick out my favorite. You talk about reconciliation, racial reconciliation.
Yes, indeed. And there are several ministries. All of them have great things going on. So I will just list them quickly in a quick snapshot of what each does. First is Firm Foundation Tutoring, which reaches out to youth for academic enrichment and social engagement. There's a school year component and a summer program as well. We have the Freedom School.
Yeah, I love that. What's
yes.
that all about? Is that a,
yes.
a whole year day school?
Yes, yes. So the Freedom School is a Christian private school at one of our campuses in University City with that same commitment to reconciliation, but also accessibility. Some
okay.
students pay, some families pay as low as $50 a month.
Wow.
Based on need. And so the goal it truly is to break down barriers to high quality education.
And accessibility.
Yes.
That's important.
And to
talk
promote.
About that.
Yes, indeed. Right. And so we talk about reconciliation. We talk about serving those in need. Oftentimes we see in areas like St. Louis, those in the minority, those in the immigrant refugee community often fall along the same lines of having a great financial need. And so as the people of God, we want to ensure that there are no hindrances to somebody having access to quality education, regardless of race or background or income level.
So accessibility means to all people. It doesn't mean people with disabilities. Do you work with people with disabilities in that as well?
Yes, indeed. More so, I would say, from my familiarity, that falls into some of our programs working with seniors. But we do try to serve all those that we can.
So in the school, is it a Christian day school? Tell us a little more.
The Freedom School is a private Christian school, committed to teaching young people well, a pre-K through 8 school, committed to preparing people for their next level of academic endeavor, not only by pouring into them academically and ensuring that they have those needs met, but also their faith as well. I'm an incoming parent at the Freedom School, and one thing that really excites me is that we do chapel every single morning. So my daughters will get tired of me,
Oh, so you do the chapel?
Not every day. Not every day.
Oh, well, that's good. Then they won't get so tired of you.
Every so often. But you can see tangibly the people of God loving on these young people well and raising them up in the discipline and admonition of the Lord.
And about how many kids attend to Freedom School?
We have at the Freedom School about 130 students.
130 students. Mm-hmm. That is pre-K to 8th grade.
Correct. That is correct.
Awesome. And that's at your 82nd Street campus?
Correct. In University City. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Firm Foundation Tutoring. Boy, I bet that helps some parents.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's helping me now. My kids are there right now as well. But yes, providing that summer enrichment right between the end of the school year and the beginning. So not only that academic enrichment, but also a place of social engagement, a place where kids are safe and can be loved on throughout the day during the summer.
Mm-hmm. And help them with their classes that they might be behind in, or just new enrichment classes during the summer?
Yeah, or just general academic enrichment. This morning I left a program that two of my children were involved in Firm Foundation, and they were showing off some simple machines they made using basic physics principles.
Oh, that's really cool.
Really, really cool.
Awesome. Now, you've been talking about your children. How many children do you have, Pastor Armstrong?
Me and my lovely wife, Kimberly, are blessed to have three amazing children. Lillian, she's 9. Corinne is 6. And our son, Nathan, is 4.
Awesome. And those are ages that we can pour into and see God move.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
So we've talked about the Freedom School in University City. The Firm Foundation Tutoring, is that also in University City?
Firm Foundation has two locations. One is in South City at New City South, our South City Church location. And another one by the corner of Etzel and Hodemont at our church offices.
Great. Now, where is your South City location?
They're at 3502 Grace Avenue, not far from South Grand, that neighborhood.
3502 Grace Avenue South City.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Now, this next one, the youth training, what is that? What is that word?
Yes. Harambe youth training. A harambe is a Swahili word that means all pull together. So having this idea, this concept of everyone in the community coming together and working together. Harambe is a fascinating program in that it serves seniors who need tuck pointing on their homes.
Oh.
But also trains youth as young as middle school and through high schoolers with this necessary skill of tuck pointing.
Really?
Yeah. So young people can do this in the summer, after school, in the school year months as well. And those who stick with it, get, of course, job training, life skills training, Bible devotions, and they will graduate high school with these skills that prepare them for almost anything.
Wow. So the tuck pointing, how did you choose tuck pointing? How did that come about?
That decision was made long before I came into the picture of New City Fellowship. What I can tell you, however, is that in the communities that we serve, there was great need for home repair.
Yeah.
With a lot of older brick homes. And so I would imagine.
We have one of those, 1936.
Yes.
And it's got the limestone foundation, so it is more challenging.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And so meeting a community need and also training and raising up young people and giving them valuable life skills.
This is just tuck pointing or other home repairs as well?
In Harambe, the focus is on tuck pointing.
Yes. Tuck pointing. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's good, though, because a lot of people, we all need tuck pointing from time to time.
Yes, indeed.
Not only in our bricks and structure, but in our own lives, right?
Yes, indeed. Amen and amen.
Pastor Herman Armstrong is my guest today, and this is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Health Connections. What's that program all
yes,
about?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Health Connections ensures that the seniors that we serve get access to quality medical care. That's something as simple as making sure seniors have rides to medical appointments, making sure they know their rights, making sure they know what medications to take, making sure that somebody goes with them to ask the right questions to their medical appointments, ensuring that the widows that we serve receive the dignity that they deserve as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible talks about
honoring
women.
Yes.
And so many people forget about them.
Yes.
They just throw them aside when they become widows or seniors or whatever. I've noticed that with doctor care too.
Sure.
Sometimes the doctors go, well, I'm just going to give the second best health because this person's older and they probably won't require this and this.
Sure.
And that's sad, isn't it?
Sure. Yes, it is.
Do you see that?
Oh, sure. And that's part of why Health Connections exist. And to your point, you know, we believe in the words of James, right? That true religion is looking after the orphans and the widows, right? Those who are vulnerable. And so our job is to walk alongside them in their vulnerability and make sure they receive the care that they need and deserve.
Tell us a story about an issue relating to health and seniors that you saw God move in the person's life.
Sure, sure. Before I came here, I was thinking about a senior that we serve, a lady by the name of Miss Allen, who lives in the North City neighborhood, somebody we've walked alongside for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Just a very powerful testimony, a lot of struggles in her life, a lot of health issues. And so we've been able, through our program and volunteers, to ensure that we get her from point A to point B for her doctor's appointments, but also get her other basic supplies that she needs. Although Miss Allen has been through so much and we're walking alongside her, every time we come into contact her, she is a living, breathing testimony, evangelizing the folks, speaking the goodness of God, that that's just who she is. And so it always surprises new volunteers that whenever they interact with her, they expect to help her, but then she turns around and blesses them as well with her powerful testimony and faith in Jesus.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we want to happen with all the things we do to serve others, so that they can talk about the goodness of God and not think about the challenges of this world so much. And, you know, when you talk about the goodness of God and you give him those challenges, he turns them into blessings for you and often for others, doesn't he?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And so we go into a situation expecting to be a blessing, which we are, but then God just turns that thing even more abundantly, and everybody is blessed by being involved.
Restore St. Louis. We're going to be right back with Pastor Herman Armstrong, who is the director of this program that is sponsored by New City Fellowship. So please stay tuned, won't you? I'm Judy Redlick, and this is Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. And we're back. Pastor Herman Armstrong is my guest here today on Encounter. New City Fellowship has a ministry called Restore St. Louis. We've been talking about some of the aspects of it and how it works. Pastor Armstrong, can you first of all give us the addresses of the New City Fellowship churches, because maybe some of our listeners are looking for a good home church?
Sure. I'll give you the address of our main church office, which is 1142 Hodemont. That's in St. Louis, 63112. That is the address of our main office, where if people have questions, all their questions can be answered there. And also the website for Restore St. Louis, which is a connection to all of our churches, restorestlouis.org.
Restorestlouis.org.
Yes, restorestlouis.org.
Restorestlouis.org.
Yes, indeed.
And maybe you're looking for some hope and some direction. Maybe you want to plug into something that's bigger than yourself.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So this might be a good opportunity for you. Now, Pastor Armstrong, we've been talking about the different services that you all provided. We talked a little bit about the Freedom School, which is a K through 8th grade school that's at your 82nd Street campus. The Firm Foundation Tutoring. I love that. For kids in the summer, the youth training program that teaches kids how to be tuck pointers. How about that?
Yes,
moms and dads, your kids can learn a skill there. The health connections and how God provides for the seniors. Now, what about Inside Out Prison Ministry?
Yes, yes. Inside Out Prison and Jail Ministry, which, as the staff likes to mention, endeavors to rehumanize people.
Oh, that's so important.
So going back to that mindset of restoring dignity, one of the main ways Inside Out does this is through anger management classes, coupled, of course, with gospel-centered teaching, right? Mm-hmm. So catching men inside, restoring dignity, communicating that to them, teaching and preaching the gospel, but also providing that necessary skill of controlling their emotions and anger in preparation for life afterwards.
Now, is that while they're in prison?
Yes, that is while men are inside, while men are incarcerated. There are some stories of walking alongside men in court cases, mm-hmm. walking alongside guys on their way out, ensuring that there's support network for job readiness and coaching and so forth. But the huge focus is catching men in that low place and showing the love and light of Christ.
Which is so important, because when they come out, if they don't know how to manage their anger, they're probably prone to going right back to jail because of that.
Yes, indeed. Recidivism is high along those lines, and so this is a very valuable skill.
I'm a story person, so can you give me an example of someone who's out of prison that New City Fellowship helped through this Restore St. Louis program that God is using today, and he lives a productive life?
With the nature of the program, I can't go too deep, but what I can say is that through Christ's ministry of Inside Out, many men have been walked alongside, they're not incarcerated anymore, and are living healthy, productive, stable lives.
That is wonderful. So maybe you might have a relative that's in prison, and you might want New City Fellowship, the Restore St. Louis team, to go visit them and start working with them. How can they reach out?
Yes, indeed. All of the information about all of our programs can be found at RestoreSt.Louis.org.
RestoreSt.Louis.org.
Yes, indeed. There are links there to all of our ministries.
And of course, Restore St. Louis has a meal program.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Uma Talisha.
What does that mean? All these names. Is that Swahili too?
That is also Swahili for "You have fed us."
Wow.
Speaking to the goodness, of course, of our Lord. Uma Talisha provides meals for several of our other Restore St. Louis ministries, and also acts as the meal program and other school programs around the city as well.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Years ago, during COVID, the summer where some school districts were shut down, thousands of children received meals because of God's goodness of Uma Talisha, through Uma Talisha.
Wow, great. And maybe some people would like to find out about that, because during the summer, their kids might be not having as much food because the lunch programs are not in session.
Sure. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And all the information is at the Restore St. Louis website, what the programs are, what Uma Talisha is, and how to get involved.
All right. One last program, Workday.
Yes, indeed. Workday. Workday serves seniors, immigrants, refugees, those that we have talked about on the fringes of society, mm-hmm. through home repair projects. Primarily,
so it's more than tuck pointing.
Yes, this is a different program.
Okay.
Primarily ramps. So that is for handicap accessibility. Primarily ramps.
Oh, you do ramps?
Yes, indeed. We do. We do plenty of ramps, grab bars inside.
Wonderful.
And other home repair projects as well.
What a good resource, because so many of the companies are overloaded with those types of jobs.
Yes, indeed.
To help people with ramps and grab bars.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we find the folks who cannot get services elsewhere, who may have been turned away elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Yes, and we endeavor to love and serve them well.
So how do you get people trained to repair, like, the ramps and the grab bars and all that? How do you find those people, or do you train those people from scratch?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Some folks come to us with prior training. Others just spend so much time with us that they learn along the way. Mm-hmm. But we are very blessed in all of our ministries and all of our churches to have folks who have prior skill elsewhere, such as plumbers, electricians, and carpenters who want to use their time to help us.
Do they volunteer their time to do that?
We have many people who volunteer their time, many highly skilled, highly educated people who volunteer. And Restore St. Louis, by the grace of God, could not do what it does without those volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers are so important. And maybe you're looking for a volunteer position because you have a lot of time on your hands. And Restore St. Louis just might be the place for you. Pastor Armstrong, how can people volunteer?
Yes, yes, I will get to that. The other point I do want to make, we do have some all-star volunteers.
All-star.
All-star volunteers, and each of these programs has an all-star director. So just shout out to the shout out to the seven program directors of Restore St. Louis.
They also the program directors.
Yes, yes, yes. They also make this program the great ministry that it is. So I do want to shout them out as well.
The all-star
directors of Restore St. Louis. Yes, to your point, Judy, in regards to volunteering, with seven different ministries, so much need, such a plethora of the focus of each ministry, there is a way that you listening right now can get involved. And all you have to do is go to RestoreSt.Louis.org. RestoreSt.Louis.org.
RestoreSt.Louis.org. Now, Pastor Armstrong, how did you get involved? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure, sure. I am born and raised in St. Louis in North City, and so grew up acquainted with the great need of the city and also the great divides that exist in our city. Sometime around college, the Lord arrested my heart and took me from pursuing corporate endeavors to education and nonprofit work. Mm. And so since that time, I've just had a deep passion of being a bridge along socioeconomic and racial lines in the St. Louis area, and also serving those in need. The Lord has rescued me from a lot of hard things, and I want to continue to be his agent of helping others escape tragedy and living their best lives as well.
It is not easy to have a pastor as a spouse and a father to three growing children. So shouts out to you.
Yes, indeed. And a shout out to my very patient and loving family as well.
Now, the church, New City Fellowship, tell us something unique about the church, maybe, that if people are looking for a home church to come to on a Sunday morning, what they would find.
New City Fellowship has three separate locations. I want to mention those. You can search these online and find the websites. There's New City Fellowship in University City. There's New City West End, just north of Del Mar, and New City South in South City. Part of the ethos of the church is a focus on diversity and racial reconciliation. And so if you're looking for a church with that focus, New City is certainly the church for you to feel welcomed and a place for you to jump in and get involved.
We look at the crime in our city and the shootings, the senseless shootings. What insights do you have? How do you think we can arrest that and see change for the better?
That's a great question, Judy. I don't believe that anybody wants to pursue a life of crime. I believe that when people move to those efforts, it's out of great need and desperation. So I believe all people want to live well. And so if people can be invested in, one, with love, but also with job skills and ways to take care of themselves and their families, right? That's how you see crime go down. People having the necessary training and life skills to care for themselves effectively and well.
How do we do that? I mean, it just seems like it gets worse.
Sure, sure. I mean, I think about crime. I think about poverty and those divides that we see. And the Lord did say that the poor we will always have among us. We are called as the people of God to pursue each other across lines of division. Paul is clear that, you know, we're living in the last days and things will get worse. But I believe it's incumbent on us as the people of God to continue to keep doing good, keep pursuing those in need, doing our part, and leaving the rest to God.
And praying.
Yes, indeed.
So many, it seems, are losing hope living here in St. Louis.
Sure.
What do you share with them?
Sure. I could see how someone just looking at the climate of our area could be struggling with hopeless or be hopeless. And my simple encouragement to them is that you can find hope in the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves all people. Jesus is for you. No matter who you are listening to this today, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. You have value because of that. And he did indeed rise from the dead so that we may have eternal life. I think to that end, it's upon us as the people of God to show people who the true Jesus is through our actions of loving and serving one another.
Director of Ministries, Restore St. Louis, been my guest, Pastor Herman Armstrong. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich, and it's restorestlouis.org if you'd like more detail. See you next week. Bring some friends to listen to, won't you?
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.